Kamala Harris avoiding interviews where she might have to explain policies. By Christina Wong on September 19, 2024. Former President Donald Trump and Republican vice presidential nominee Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., have done more than 10 times the interviews their opponents, Vice President Kamala Harris and vice presidential nominee Governor Tim Walz, DMN, have done, according to a report. Axios compiled the numbers of interviews that both sides have given, which show a stark contrast in their willingness to explain to the American public what their policies and stances are. In fact, the Harris-Waltz campaign is on pace to do fewer interviews and press conferences than any major party's presidential pairing in modern history, Axios reported. According to Axios, Harris is purposely avoiding interviews because some of her worst moments as vice president have come during them, the report said. Bottom line, some of Harris' worst moments as vice president have come during interviews when she made flip or unclear comments about key policies. Her campaign is trying to avoid more moments like that. Harris's campaign is betting that she can avoid tough interviews and still win, though this strategy carries risk, as polls show that many voters do not know her or Walz well, according to the report. Harris has only done 3 interviews in the 59 days she has been the Democrat presidential nominee, while Trump has given 14 interviews. Even Biden, during the 2020 campaign, in the midst of the pandemic, gave more interviews than she did over the same period, Axios said. Meanwhile, Walz has only given 4 interviews in the 44 days he has become her running mate, compared to the 59 that Vance has given. The Axios breakdown since July 21 shows. Local TV interviews, Trump, 7, Vance, 15, Harris, 1, Walz, 3. National print publications, Trump, 1, Vance, 8, Harris, 1, Walz, 0. National TV interviews, Trump, 2, Vance, 24, Harris, 1, Walz, 1. Press conferences, Trump, 3, Vance, 12, Harris, 0, Walz, 0. The count did not include partisan or conservative commentators, which would have given Trump and Vance an even higher count, nor did it include one interview Walz did with MSNBC. Axios said Walz's avoidance of the media is a departure and that previously he had taken questions regularly from local press, despite a tendency to occasionally slip up with misstatements and exaggerations. Since Walz's debut as Harris's running mate, he has been under fire for falsely claiming for more than a decade that he was a retired Army Command Sergeant Major, when he actually retired at a lower rank, as a Master Sergeant. He also claimed he was in war, although he had never deployed to a combat zone. He has also falsely claimed he chose to re-enlist after 9/11 instead of retire. He was not, however, eligible to retire at that time. Walz has also claimed that he and his wife conceived 2 children through in vitro fertilization, but it was actually the less invasive intrauterine insemination procedure. Now, Walz is also avoiding the press. Axios reported, after traveling with Walz in early September, the Minnesota Star Tribune noted that off the plane, we were kept at a distance of at least 10 feet. Twice, reporters shouted a question and were ignored by Walz. Related, Clyburn, if Harris does more interviews, they might drill down on questions until she says something that is harmful. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.